crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Brand new week of Drive Time Sports, and we're going to continue to wrap up the 2017-2018 high school sports season. Last week, we started with baseball and softball. We'll continue that trend today. Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon High School baseball team joining us in studio right now. Carbon finished second at the state tournament, falling to Grantsville in the state championship game. Coach, a pleasure to get you back in today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Coach, it's been a little over a week since the high school baseball season came to a close for Carbon. You guys finished second in the state tournament. We knew it was going to be difficult once you guys suffered a loss to Grantsville in the quarterfinals. You and I had talked about that. We had you on over the phone. You guys found a way to maneuver back through the one-loss bracket, which in itself is very difficult with the pitch restriction that the state has placed this year at this classification. You guys get back to the state title game. Hit the ball well, couldn't muster up enough runs to force that decisive third game.
Yeah, Jordan, it was a long week for us. Obviously, you mentioned it. We spoke on the phone after Thursday's loss to Grantsville, which in my opinion was a state championship game. The winner of that game was definitely going to be, you know, in my opinion, the winner on Saturday afternoon in a state championship game. But we came up a little short there. You know, we work our way back. A lot of things went right for us. A lot of things didn't. We have a six-hour rain delay Saturday morning. End up beating a good Manti team who caught fire at the right time at the end of the season. And then puts us against Grantsville again. And they just came out and swung a good bat. The first three innings, they were on fire. They jumped on our pitching. And not that our pitching wasn't good. I thought our pitching was good. I thought Nate Olson, our starter that day, did a great job of just throwing strikes. It's what we asked him to do. Adrian Sanchez came in and did the exact same thing, and they just swung the bat really well the first three innings and jumped out to a big lead. Like you said, we had a lot of hits. We got out hit 12-11 in the game, but we got outscored, 12-4. So, again, I couldn't be prouder of our kids this year. You know, we had a goal in mind of a region championship that we accomplished. We had a goal in mind of a state championship that we came up, a little bit short. But to walk out of there as a runner-up, with all the things, that you go through in a season, it's extremely difficult. And you mentioned a pitch count thing. When you get into tournament play, I don't think people even understand how that comes into play. I know a lot of people in the stands were wanting to know why I pulled a pitcher out here, why I did this. There's reasons. I don't just pull them out because I want to. It's just not the time of day to pull somebody out. But, you're trying to look, can you save a pitcher to be able to throw the next day or in 2 days? Obviously, you really can't play for the games ahead of you if you don't win the game you're in now. But, there's a lot of decisions that go into that, especially with this pitch count. It makes it extremely difficult. But I couldn't be prouder of the way our guys battled through the loser's bracket and played for a state title. And I give Grantsville a lot of credit. They beat us twice. They were the better team that weekend. When it came right down to it, they swung a better bat than we did the first game. That was the decisive game on Thursday where, we had our opportunities and just couldn't muster up a run or two. And I think if we could have got a run or two on the board early in that game, I think it changes that whole game around. And we end up winning a state title. But, a lot of ifs, ands, and buts go along with games, no matter what level you're coaching at or what sport it is. And you have to live with what your results are. And I told my guys at the beginning of the season, I told them this the last day of the season, all I can expect is that you're happy with the results at the end of the year. If you're happy with your effort, you're happy with what your effort got you, then I'm going to be happy as a coach. If you're not happy with it, then I have a hard time stomaching that as a coach because I feel like I didn't do my job to get the best out of my guys. But, I think our guys were happy with the second place. Obviously, we wanted a state championship, but I think they walked out of there knowing they gave their best effort this year, and I think they're happy with what they got.
You knew you had an uphill battle once you had to go through the one-loss bracket, so you get back to the state championship against Grantsville. What approach do you take to that first game, knowing that if you beat them that game, you have they're almost in the same situation that you're in. Maybe you're a little bit further down on pitching, but it's not as if they're going to have their best to throw at you in that second game either. So what approach did you take going into that contest?
We wanted to use... We had three or four pitchers in mind to use for that game, and we were hoping that we could just out-hit Grantsville. We knew they still had one of their best pitchers to throw. They legitimately had three really good starters on the year that carried their load. And, you know, they'd already went through their two starters and had their third to throw at us, and we knew that. We knew we were going to see a quality pitcher that day, and he was. I mean, he did a great job in throwing at us. You know, I was just hoping that our guys could hold them down a little bit more. You know, we made a couple errors in the one inning, you know, that led to, I think, a six-run inning for them too, a five- or six-run inning that if you don't make those errors, you know, and you only give up maybe one run in that inning, it changes the whole complex of the game too. But, you know, our approach definitely was to – we knew we were going to have to swing the bats, and you look at what we did after Thursday in our games, I think we had 56 hits or something in four games, which that's a good amount of hitting. I mean, I thought we did a great job after Thursday in swinging the bats. They were a little bit quiet against Union, you know, Friday morning, and I know we had some lag Friday morning. We felt like we got kicked in the stomach Thursday night, which we did, and we still brought that attitude to the ballpark Friday morning, and I know I brought it. I know the kids brought it, and it took a little bit of a rain delay and me getting upset and kind of lighting a fire under our guys, saying, you know, we can sit and mope about what happened last night, or we can make the best of the situation and go out on top. You decide, and our kids decided that they wanted to go out on top, and I really applaud them for their effort after the rain delay with Union. And then we never looked back after that. You know, we swung the bats, we played great defense, our pitchers did a great job, and we firmly decided at that point in time that, you know, we were going to quit moping about what happened Thursday night and us not winning, and we were going to give our best effort for the rest of the tournament. And that's what I'm most proud of our guys, because we were not giving a very good effort Friday, and not to take anything away from Union, but we were going through the motions. We were still feeling picked on, that things didn't go our way. And you know, that's hard. You're dealing with young kids, and even me as a coach, you know, I don't want to use the word let down, but I felt, you know, I just felt like we just let an opportunity slip through our fingers, and I was thinking about what I could have done different to help our team out that day. And the bottom line was, we just didn't get some hits when we needed it to. There really wasn't anything else we could do. But I really applaud our guys. And, you know, and our output for Saturday was to get through that game. And then if we could force a winner take all game, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, again, you're going to get into their pitching. They're already into yours. It comes down to who swings the bat the best and who makes the fewest errors in that point in time. And, you know, anybody can do that. So we were hoping to get that far. We just came up short.
Again, we're being joined right now by manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, I know the all-state teams haven't been released yet, but you guys were well represented on the all-region 14 squad, to no surprise, 7-0. So you guys, you definitely earned that recognition throughout the year, and you guys are right up there with I think you had the most.
We did. Again, seven guys on our all-region 14 team. Cody Lowe was the region 14 MVP and well-deserved, and you know, I don't like to make predictions because it's out of my hands, but, you know, he should be, and I'm pretty positive will be, a first-team All-Stater. Joining him on that first team was Ty Anderson, who had a great year, you know, swung a bat and played a great shortstop for us. Cesar Lea, a kid, you know, a foreign exchange student who moved into the area this year for us, you know, was awesome to have, and what a treat to be around this young man who, you know, was obviously so far away from home and brought a great attitude to our program, and, you know, he was just fun to be around. Zach Bradley and Nate Olson round out that first team all-region, and two kids who, you know, seniors who did a lot for our program in 4 years and are truly deserving of that honor. And then on our second team, you know, we had a couple of juniors, actually three juniors, Anthony Jones, Colin Lewis, and Braxton Bennett, you know, all three juniors who will be back in our program next year, all made second team all region for us. So, you know, well represented, and I'm proud of those guys for acquiring that honor. You know, we had two academic all region players in Triton Abeda and Nate Olson, and then of course Nate Olson was an academic all-stater for us. So a lot of accolades for our group this year, and you know, I know that's going to carry over to the all-state teams by the Deseret News. I think we'll be well represented on the first and second team when those teams come out. I'll be very disappointed if we don't have four or five guys who receive academic all-state honors when that comes out, because these guys really truly deserve it, and you know, they put a lot of effort into it, and I hope they're rewarded for their efforts.
Now that the high school baseball season is done, Coach, I know there's always a lot of emphasis put on, you know, the summer league ball and what these kids can do, the returners that you have next season. So this year you guys will have three teams at the Legion ranks for development, and of course that 19 and under league That's going to be the, I guess we could call it the main attraction, but tryouts for Helper American Legion will actually begin this evening.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is going to be a probably the busiest summer I've ever been involved with. You know, we've always had the American Legion team and Helper, and then, you know, we've got our American Legion team and Price. That's probably going on their 9th or 10th year now, I think, with Willie, and that's been a great accomplishment to give guys in our area another opportunity to play. You know, with the numbers that we have at the high school, I thought, you know, it's going to be great to offer more baseball. We, you know, American Legion, we've talked about it, Jordan. The teams have kind of declined over the years around the state because of so much travel ball and other leagues that are going on and just everything else. But we've done a great job the past couple years of getting American Legion teams back involved, and we've got a really big group of teams coming back this year that are going to include Taylorsville. Salem Hills is going to come out and play this year. Pleasant Grove is coming back. Teams like Sky Ridge that, you know, are still finishing up their high school season. Successful programs who are going to play Legion ball. And with doing that, we're able to have a 17 and under American Legion League, which is, Utah's always had one. It's just been the teams have been more up in the Logan-Layton area, and it's been too much of a travel for a team like us to compete in that. But having these teams that are a little bit closer to Helper, now with a couple more St. George schools, we're able to offer a 17 and under program too that'll be sponsored by American Legion, where they'll have a state tournament. And so we'll have a 19U team, a 17U team, and then we are putting a team back in Utah's Perfect Game League out of Utah County that's going to be made up of incoming freshmen and freshmen. And we feel like that's going to be very beneficial for those guys that are coming into that program and see what they can do for high school ball next year. So three teams this year. We're going to have plenty of baseball going on. So you basically look at our three teams out of our program and then the Price American Legion League. So four teams just in the Carbon County area. Plenty of baseball for these kids. They're not going to be a night during the week where if you don't want to go watch a baseball game somewhere, you're not going to be able to do that. And I hope we have some quality baseball. I know we've got some kids off our senior group this year that are all going to play, Legion ball for us again, and even maybe a returner or two from last year's group that graduated. I know we have some older guys that are eligible to play, so I'm excited to see who comes out this evening. Again, you mentioned at 6 p.m. in Helper at the American Legion Field. If you fall into one of those categories and you're wanting to come out and play, I'm anticipating actually having to make some cuts out of our summer ball, which is unfortunate. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but just looking at numbers, there may be some cuts that have to be made, but competition is what makes you great. And I tell my guys every day, you have to compete. You've got to be willing to put forth, that I don't know how to explain it, but you can't be afraid to fail. So many kids won't come out and play because they're afraid they're going to get cut or they're afraid they're not going to play. If that's the attitude you have, then that's probably the result you're going to get. But don't be afraid to come out. If you get cut, your first year, there's always a second year or third year or whatever you have going on to come back and get better. And that's usually what this summer ball is for, is to give guys an opportunity to get a second chance to further their baseball skills so they can come and try out again at the high school next year. And if you don't do that, it's going to put you further down the road because these guys are playing all summer long and getting better. So it's important. We want a successful program. We just finished runner up in the state. I told my junior class, you have some big shoes to fill, but that's a great group and they're going to need help from incoming freshmen, incoming sophomores, whatever it is, in order for us to reach our goals next year. So I'm excited about the summer ball starting up. And hopefully, we have some great ball games to offer people all summer long.
Definitely. Looking forward to talking about the Legion teams as well. Coach, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. And congratulations on a great high school season.
Thanks, Jordan. I do appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach Jeff Cincinnaris of the Carbon Dino baseball team. We'll be catching up with Coach Cincinnaris and relatively soon as we continue to talk American Legion baseball. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more baseball talk coming your way. When we come back, we're going to talk with Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher. We'll make the rounds in the major league ranks and recap a little bit of everything that's happening as we close in on the 50-game mark in the new season. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.